Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, years and years and years ago, one of the first wines from Spain to catch our attention was something called Gran Corona from Torres. And it was very, very highly valued, and we were proud of ourselves for having some. And you know what? They're still around. That wine may not be, but they are still around and still doing well.
Yeah, you bet your pippy they're doing well. Interestingly enough, Torres, Drinks International magazine, 2015 publication, calls Torres the world's most admired wine brand. And this is over, you know, all the big Grand Cru, et cetera. So it's a highly reputable company. It's all family owned. It started in 1870. Two brothers, Jamie and Miguel Torres, and it's now being run by one of their descendants, Cristina Torres. And they have many properties in many regions, and they're sort of an interesting blend of cutting-edge new winemaking and traditional winemaking. Very fascinating company. Their home base is in the Penedès area, which is just south of Barcelona.
Right, right.
So anyway, good stuff. I'm actually going to do two shows on them. Second show will be a little more of the higher-end stuff.
Okay.
And this show will be what I think are really good values, and they do have a lot of really good values. One casual observation, and I haven't tried the entire portfolio, which is ginormous, but my first take based on the wines that I'm going to talk about today is that when they stick to their classic traditional varieties, they shine. And when they get too far away from that, I was less impressed with the overall wines.
Mm-hmm.
So a wine that I liked a lot was the Coronas. It's the simpler one as opposed to the Gran Coronas. This is from the Catalonia area, and this was a blend of 86% Tempranillo and a little bit of Cabernet Sauvignon blended in. Boy, this was a good value. Sells for about $12. Black plums, a little bit of tart, cherry, and coffee flavors on a medium-bodied, sort of well-rounded structure. If you want a nice, good-value red wine for sort of just enjoying, this is one. Screw cap the whole bit.
Oh, nice, nice.
Basic Coronas is what they call it. Another one that's certainly worth looking into that I really liked was something called Altos Ibericos. This is a Crianza, and this is from the Rioja area, and it's going to be 100% Tempranillo. This kind of took where the Coronas was and takes it to the next level. Dark cherry, vanilla oak spice, hint of dried herbs with dusty tannins and medium to full-bodied overall flavors. Liked it quite a bit, and again, at $14, nobody's going to get hurt by this one.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Great deal. Then there's another wine. This is from the Ribera del Duero, and this is Celeste Crianza, and again, it's going to be 100% Tempranillo. This is the bomb. Sells for about $22. Vanilla spice, black fruit, plum tones, very silky texture. I love this. All three of those represent really, really good values and extremely high quality. Somewhat more disappointing to me is they have something called the Atrium Merlot from the Penedès, which sells for about $18, which I just didn't think measured up to the first ones I talked about. And the Gran Coronas Reserva, which is a Tempranillo and Cabernet blend,
right,
sells for about $21 to $22, and I would take any of the first three wines over both of these last two.
So it wasn't as good as the ones I used to have.
No, when they stick to the basic classic stuff, I think they really shine.
That's really amazing. House of Torres, get to know them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.